For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Tennessee General Assembly went back into session this week in Nashville. Lawmakers didn't hesitate to dive into controversial issues. Here with us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here again.
Well, Otis, one of the first bills passed by the Senate is one that allows state-licensed adoption agencies acting under religious pretenses to turn down gay couples. And these include agencies that get funding from the state. Even some Republicans, and we should say just a few, say this can open a can of worms. Otis, what is in that can?
Well, what's in that can is the potential to lose a lot of tourism, business recruitment. That's what these dollars and cents conservative Republicans are talking about when they oppose this bill.
You know, Georgia had some business backlash for its abortion laws, and the NFL was mentioned as not wanting to support states that put discrimination on the books, right?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, you're talking about the NFL. I mean, the NFL draft is a big deal. You could even have the NBA All-Star game here in Memphis. You know, we're growing a hotel space here. Plus, you have other businesses that are maybe looking to relocate, and they look around and they see Tennessee is not a welcoming state when it comes to same-sex couples. They may decide to look somewhere else.
Well, Governor Lee does consider himself a devout Christian, and he said those beliefs factor into why he supports the right of religious groups to discriminate. But also, those beliefs have put him at odds with some Republicans, in particular over refugee resettlement. Many Republicans are very much against Tennessee being open to refugees. Do you foresee a standoff in the near future between Lee and the legislature?
It certainly appears that it's heading that way, Chris, because you have a lot of Republican and very conservative Republican legislators who are now planning to introduce legislation that would sort of override the governor's executive order. He signed an executive order in December in which he said that Tennessee would continue to participate in the refugee resettlement program. That caused a lot of consternation among a lot of conservative Republicans. The governor was at a luncheon last week in which he was really challenged on this. I think the governor is doing the right thing here. But it does put him at odds with this position and also his position on adoption agencies being able to discriminate.
Hmm. Otis, let's turn for a minute to your home state of Mississippi. Democrat Mike Espy filed his papers to run for U.S. Senate. He announced last November, but this will be a rematch with his former rival, Cindy Hyde Smith. He lost by 8% last time. Do you see any chance for improvement in 2020?
Maybe 7.75%, maybe. I don't. I'll be honest with you. I just don't see that there's been much of a change from 2018 to now.
Do you think the impeachment is having any impact right now on Mississippi politics?
Oh, I think it is, especially on the Republican side. I think you have a large number of Republicans that are upset with what's going on, despite all the new evidence, everything that's been coming out over the last several days. But the Republicans in Mississippi, they don't want to listen to this.
So your thought on this is that the impeachment is actually galvanizing Republicans, voters in Mississippi for the 2020 election, rather than making them think that maybe there's an alternative.
I think in Mississippi, absolutely, I think that's going on. And that does not bode well for a Mike Espy campaign.
That's analyst Otis Sanford. He joins us each week to talk about politics. See you next week.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.